Allied Health Services. Here are some facts about Allied Health Services. There are many health professionals who are especially trained to treat particular health problems, and they are known as allied health professionals. Allied health professionals work in hospitals, medical centres, clinics, and in private practice. Some of their services are covered by Medicare. Many health insurance companies provide cover for allied health services. Check before you make an appointment to find out if the service you need is covered by Medicare or by private health insurance if you have it.
Here is some information about a few kinds of allied health services. One is audiology. Audiologists specialise in the assessment, prevention and non-medical management of hearing impairment and associated disorders of communication. They conduct hearing assessment in babies, children and adults and are involved in rehabilitation programs. Audiologists work in hospitals, community services and in private practice. If you have a concern about your hearing or your child's hearing, ask your family doctor about a referral. The Professional Association for Audiologists is called the Audiological Society of Australia, and more information is available at the website audiology.asn.au.
Here is some information about nutrition and dietetics. Dietitians help people understand the relationship between food and health so they can make healthier dietary choices. Dietitians and nutritionists work in public hospitals, community health centres and in private practice. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. The Dietitian Association of Australia is their professional body, and more information is available at the website daa.asn.au.
About occupational therapy. Some people's ability to do certain things may be limited because of illness, disability, or injury. Occupational therapists help those people to participate in daily life. Occupational therapists can provide equipment to give a person the independence to do things, teach them new techniques, reduce environmental barriers, and help the person to adapt to their environment. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. They work in hospitals, community health centres and in private practice. Their professional body is called the Australian Association of Occupational Therapists. The website address is ausot.com.au.
About optometry. Optometrists conduct eye and vision examinations, prescribe spectacles and contact lenses, and treat many types of eye disorders. Optometrists do not perform eye surgery, but may prescribe medicine to treat eye diseases. Most optometrists work privately. You can find them in most shopping centres and suburban settings. Medicare covers an eye examination every 2 years unless there's a clinical reason why you require a more frequent appointment. Queensland Health provides free spectacles to certain eligible people through the Spectacle Supply Scheme. Ask your optometrist if you are eligible for this scheme and how to apply. There is an Optometrists Association Australia. Their website is www.optometrists.asn.au.
About physiotherapy. Physiotherapists assess, diagnose, and treat people with movement problems. They generally assess and treat joint, muscle, and nerve injuries. Physiotherapists use techniques including soft tissue massage, exercise, and stretches, joint mobilization and manipulation, hot packs, ice, and ultrasound. In public services, physiotherapists are available in hospitals and community health centres. You will need to check with your local hospital or community health centre to see if you are eligible to receive treatment from these services. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. If you see a physiotherapist privately, you do not need a letter of referral from your family doctor. The Australian Physiotherapy Association is the professional body for physiotherapists. For more information, visit their website, apa.advsol.com.au.
About podiatry. Podiatrists provide advice on foot health. They assess and diagnose problems and diseases of the feet, and they treat foot problems. Because many work privately, you generally have to pay them directly. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. In public health services, they are involved in diabetic screening and foot care, wound care, vascular clinics, and other functions. Their professional association is the Australasian Podiatry Council. The address for the website is apodc.com.au.
About psychology. Psychologists help people to reduce distress and to enhance emotional well-being. They can assist people who are having difficulty controlling their emotions, thinking, and behaviour. Because many work privately, you generally have to pay them directly. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. Their professional association is the Australian Psychological Society. The address for the website is psychology.org.au.
About social work. Social workers can assist in dealing with emotional and practical issues that are causing distress. They can also link people with community support networks and groups. Social workers work in hospitals, community health centres, neighbourhood centres, settlement and other non-government services. Social workers may also work privately. Medicare covers some services under the Enhanced Primary Care Program. Ask your family doctor about this. Their professional body is the Australian Association of Social Workers. The address for the website is aasw.asn.au.
About speech pathology. Speech pathologists diagnose, manage, and treat children and adults who are unable to communicate effectively or who have difficulty with feeding and swallowing. Speech pathologists work in hospitals and community health settings and also in private practice. Medicare covers some speech pathology services for people with chronic conditions and complex needs. If you are eligible, you will need a referral from your family doctor. Their professional association is called Speech Pathology Australia. The address for the website is speechpathologyaustralia.org.au.